This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Valley Technical College District Board is inviting residents to a public hearing this month on its final budget for next year. The hearing will take place on May 28th at 1 p.m. in the Business Education Center. The budget proposal calls for over $115 million of spending, a nearly 1% increase over the last budget. CVTC officials also expect revenue to drop by over 2% next year to about $104,000, but an increase in property values could lead to a roughly 3.5% boost in the amount CVTC collects through the tax levy. Chippewa Valley Technical College was also recently named as a semifinalist for a $1 million award through the Aspen Institute. CVTC is one of 25 schools from across 20 states in contention for the 2027 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. The award seeks to honor community colleges for services they can offer students, from technical education programs to job placement assistance. A panel of experts will narrow the list of 25 semifinalist schools down to 10 finalists, which are expected to be announced in June. The town of Bridge Creek held a pair of open house meetings for residents last week as it considers a proposal to begin using county zoning regulations. The town is currently unzoned, but officials say they're hoping the change will give residents more power over what can and cannot be built in their neighborhoods. The change would also come as data center proposals continue to become more common across Wisconsin. While local communities have largely opposed data center projects, residents attending the open house largely spoke against any new regulations. The Osseo Police Department is seeking information from the community as it works to locate the suspect in a high-speed chase last week. According to a press release, the chase began at around 1 a.m. last Tuesday on Highway 10. Law enforcement authorities say an officer attempted to conduct a traffic stop when 33-year-old Kyle Appel of Wheeler allegedly fled, reaching speeds of around 130 miles per hour. They say Appel stopped his motorcycle at the Senex in Fairchild before escaping through the woods on foot, and he has outstanding warrants in Trumbull County. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new $1.8 billion deal at the Capitol is getting mixed reactions, even as it promises tax relief and more money for schools. Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders say the plan to use surplus funds would send rebate checks, cut property taxes, and boost K-12 education funding. Some top Democrats are pushing back, saying the deal was put together without enough input and may not have the votes yet. Even one Republican senator is warning it could create budget problems down the road. Lawmakers are set to take it up this week. A Democratic candidate for governor says blocking him from speaking could actually help him win. Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kurt Bangstad tells WISN-12's Upfront program that if he's not allowed to speak at the state Democratic convention, it would boost his chances in the primary. He's facing criticism from party leaders and other candidates over a Facebook post about the attempted assassination of President Donald Trump. Bangstad says the post was satire, but he also suggested the attack may have been staged, something authorities have not supported. He says his campaign is gaining traction, but has not released fundraising numbers. A Western Wisconsin school district is inviting the public to learn more about a lawsuit that could impact schools statewide. The Eau Claire Area School District is hosting an information session today about a case against the Wisconsin legislature over school funding. The lawsuit includes districts in Eau Claire, Green Bay, Beloit, Adams Friendship, and Nisida, along with teachers, parents, and advocacy groups. They argue the state hasn't kept funding up with rising costs, which they say hurts some students more than others. The case could shape how schools are funded across Wisconsin. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series at home against the San Diego Padres. Milwaukee coming off that three-game sweep of the Yankees, holding New York to just 6 runs over 28 innings. The Brewers manager, Pat Murphy, says the credit belongs to the guys in the team's bullpen.
Pitching staff, it doesn't go unnoticed. You got Harrison, never been a full-time guy in the big leagues. You got Chad Patrick, first time in the pen. DL Hall emerging as a leverage guy. And what Ashby's done is amazing. So you think about it, you know, that's pitching that was against that lineup, best record in baseball. It was outstanding.
Elsewhere, the Cubs in Atlanta to take on the Braves after losing two of their last three to the Texas Rangers. Basketball, ESPN says the Bucks phone lines are open and are taking calls for the best offers and a possible trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis, in the meantime, is in Milwaukee, spotted at the zoo Sunday with his family on Mother's Day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few sprinkles early this morning, then mostly sunny today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 40s tomorrow. Sunny and a little cooler with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.